Hi there, this is Cross the Rubicon channel. Today is the 19th of January. Well, Richmond, Virginia, on Monday, the 20th of March, there's going to be a big protest at the government houses there somewhere in Virginia. And it looks like, well, someone sent me a video last night on via YouTube of the Virginia state government calling or advertising for crisis actors, and they wanted them for the 14th, which is gone obviously, and but they wanted them to train for a few days. Crisis actors. Now, why would the Virginia state government want crisis actors? Now, a crisis actor, what is a crisis actor? Now, I suspect they're the ones that put bags of blood on them and, you know, slap themselves, and so it explodes and it makes it look like they've got some kind of injuries and stuff like that. And so why would they want that kind of stuff? Are they trying to set something up for these Second Amendment advocates that are going to protest outside the government house in Richmond in Virginia? And are they going to get these crisis actors to be faking blood and war wounds so the Virginia government could point the finger at the people who want to keep their arms to save themselves from government tyranny? They're going to point the fingers at them and say, look at them, they're violent, they're far right, and they've hurt people, they've used violence. Just makes you wonder why they would advertise for crisis actors. Maybe I'm just being too cynical, but it's certainly a strange thing to do, isn't it? But we'll just have to see what happens. I mean, it's Sunday here now in New Zealand, so it'll be Tuesday by the time we get any news. Virginia. I mean, that was ground zero, wasn't it, for the American Civil War between 1861-65. And it could all happen there again, if they say history repeats itself. What these Democrats say, what are they capable of doing? Virginia has turned blue, and in the United States, blue is Democrat. And straight away, they want people's weapons. They want to take away people's guns. And in the United States, they've got the First and Second Amendment. First is your freedom of speech. Your second is your right to bear arms, to protect your nation and to protect yourself from government tyranny. And what's happening in Virginia right now is government tyranny. The state government have actually told state troopers, law enforcement, that if they're not going to enforce the law, that they will be sacked and they'll lose their pensions. That's what they've said. Now, the state troopers and the law enforcement officers, police in other words, they swore an oath to the Constitution of the United States. So, obviously, they're going to protect the Constitution. And the Constitution says people have got the right to bear arms. So how is all this going to pan out? See, to me, the Democrats, the left, socialists, the Marxists, the communists, the Islamists, they want to dehumanize. They want to dehumanize people who want to keep their arms in the United States. And it's the same in New Zealand, only on a much smaller scale. See, if they brand them far-right and white supremacists and terrorists, it'll make it easier for people who are neutral and the gullible to hate them. And when the police or the military start shooting them, people won't care as much, because they'll think they're some kind of terrorists. And it's the same in New Zealand. It's the same here. Like Patrick Gower, what he's been doing, over the past year. Well, not quite a year. Brand and good people who love their country of New Zealand, and they're concerned about mass migration and not wanting New Zealand to turn into Western Europe, i.e. Britain, France, Germany, Sweden, Belgium. If you don't want your country to turn into them countries, you're a far-right white supremacist, according to Patrick Gower. And this is all part of the dehumanisation. To make people, normal people, gullible people, people who are apolitical, and they don't know, they will point the finger at good people and say, there's a white supremacist, and they don't care about them. And that's exactly the point. That's exactly what the aim is. Dehumanise, deplatform, destroy. That's the media. That's the globalist media. And nearly all the world's media now is globalist. Two off the top of my head would be, the exceptions would be Breitbart and Fox News. And probably Sky News Australia. But certainly not Sky News in the UK. Because that's completely left. Probably left of the BBC. But you know, people have got to be able to stand up and stand up and be counted. But these Democrats, these socialists, these communists, Marxists like we got in New Zealand, they want to take away our freedoms. Disarm the population. Take away our freedom of speech. Make freedom of speech hate speech. So when you criticise the government, you criticise the police, you criticise the state, you criticise mass migration, then you are a hater. A hater. That they use that word, hate. And it's hate speech. And they are fast making that a crime. They're working on it right now, making it a crime in New Zealand. And I have no doubt if anything goes off in Virginia and people get hurt, more, much like, I think it was Charlottesville, was it, a year or so ago, where one person was killed. I believe the Democrats want this. They want that to happen. They want as much blood and gore as possible to demonise the right, to demonise people who support Trump and say they are far-right white supremacists. Hence, the crisis actors with their blood bags so they can slap and look like they're covered in blood. I might be wrong, but I'll leave a link to the video at the end of this podcast and you see for yourself. You know, it might be fake, it might not be, who knows. But I don't believe that they're not above doing this. They will do it. And look what they're doing to Trump, these Democrats. These Democrats, they're just disgusting. Nancy Pelosi. These people have got no integrity at all. They are awful, awful people. The squad. Ilhan Omar. She is an obvious hater of the United States. A hater of the West. And yet, the mainstream media love her. They love her because they're afraid to say otherwise. Because basically she's a Muslim. And she's a woman. And yet anybody with any sense, an ounce of sense, can see she hates the West. She hates the President of the United States. She hates America. And I believe she and Talib and AOC, they want to bring the United States down from within. That's what I believe. And that is treason. They want to bring down the United States. They want to bring the president down. Look at the economy in the United States, how well it's doing. Donald Trump is bringing all his trade back from foreign countries that left the United States. He's bringing it back. Putting people in employment. And the Democrats want to destroy that. Why do they want to destroy that? They want to destroy it because they want people to be poor. They want people to be reliant on the state. They don't want Americans to get richer. They want people to be reliant on the state. So they vote for the state. They vote for big government, and the big government is Democrats. Republicans are small government. Conservatives are small government. That's what they believe in. Socialists, Marxists, Democrats, Labour. They're big government. Big taxes. Borrow, borrow, borrow. Spend, spend, spend. Keep people poor. Keep people on welfare. And they keep voting for us. And they take it for granted. And now, for the last couple of decades, they're flooding the nations now with mass migration from mostly socialist countries, dirt poor countries, Islamic countries, because they know they will vote for them. You vote, you bring people into a nation that come from dirt poor countries and they're going to be on welfare. They will undoubtedly vote for a big welfare state because most of them will be on welfare. This is a massive, massive problem. Trump has got to stop this. Conservative parties, populist parties have to stop this. They have to stop the demographic change of their countries because it's going to change voting patterns. And it'll keep the socialists in power. And the longer you keep the socialists in power, they will support everybody apart from you. Apart from the taxpayer. They will only support minorities and the oppressed. They will not support the taxpayers. They will tell you to get stuffed, get to work, keep your mouth shut and pay your taxes. That's their philosophy. That's the socialist Marxist philosophy. You shut your mouth. You are white. You're a Caucasian. You have got no rights. You've got no voice. You are a racist. That is their philosophy. This is the Democrats and Labour. Labour in New Zealand too. It's all about transgenderism. Gays, lesbians, LGBT, Muslim, Maori, any kind of oppressed minority. They will support over the vast majority of taxpayers. It stinks. And what stinks even more is that the media don't check the government in New Zealand. They do not check them. The media, to a large respect in the United States, they do not check the Democrats in the United States. Democrats can get away with anything they want. Trump, Trump, Trump. Orange man bad. That's all it is. Trump derangement syndrome is so widespread throughout the left. Because they know he's got charisma. They know he can work a crowd. They know he's brilliant at what he does. And people love him. So they have to impeach him. They have to bring him down. It's been said. They've said it. A lot of them have made slip-ups. And said, if we don't impeach the president, we will lose the next election. And we'll get 4 more years of Donald Trump. AOC said it. This is how disgusting these people are. Because they can't win, they'll use Machiavellian means to bring him down by other means and lie. Nancy Pelosi is a traitor. Everybody around her is a traitor. They're traitors to the United States. Same in New Zealand. If you believe in no borders, if you believe in mass migration, if you believe in globalism, and you're telling the public something else, then you're a liar, you're a deceiver, you're duplicitous, and you're a traitor. That's what I truly believe. These politicians that tell lies before an election, they lie and they lie and lie. And when they get into power, Winston Peters, when they get into power, they do something else. Say something else. even call their own supporters like racists and far-right white supremacists and extremists. Winston Peters. These people should be held to account, but they're not. In New Zealand, there is no accountability for politicians. None. The public don't get to ask politicians questions. Never. There is no question time where a member of the public can stand up and ask a politician a direct question. There's nothing like that here in New Zealand. So once they're in power, they can do what they want. We've got the chief of police here, Stuart Nash, I think it is, who has actually said recently, because the amnesty on guns has passed now by about a month or so, he says anybody that's got these arms that were before last March not illegal, now them people are criminals. This man is not a policeman. He's a globalist. He is a common purpose politician. Globalist. Dressed up as a policeman. He doesn't mention the gangs. We're going to come for the gangs. We're going to raid the gang pads of all their guns, of all their weapons. We're going to pull them up every time we see them on the road. He never says that. No politician says that here. But what they do say is we're going to go for normal people that have weapons. Well, not weapons. I'm using the wrong term there. They have guns. The vast majority use them for hunting. Deer, pigs, goats, mountain goats. That's what they use them for. And he wants to take them away. This government and the chiefs of police in this country are such cowards that they will not go near gangs. Because, dare I say it, most of the gangs in New Zealand, most gang members are Maoris. And a bit like the UK, the police are terrified of being called racist. And that is a big problem. Because in this politically correct world, police have to watch who they target. So they can target Caucasians all day long. But they can't target anybody from any kind of ethnic minority or oppressed groups, even if they are gang members, on their $30,000 to $40,000 Harley Davidsons, when they've never worked a day in their lives. Unbelievable. And all the misery they cause in society. It's mad. Absolute madness, and it's cowardice, is what it is. Cowardice. So they go for soft, easy targets. And then they get the media to call them far-right activists, white supremacists. And there's nothing further than the truth. But this is where we are. So we're just going to have to watch what happens now in Virginia on Monday. It'll be Tuesday in New Zealand. But I expect something much like Charlottesville is going to happen. But I think it's going to be a lot of fakery. But the media is going to be there, the BBC, CNN, MSNBC, ABC. They're all going to be there looking for that. Looking for them blood bags to break and look for the blood and say, look what the far right have done. These far-right white supremacists, people who believe in the Second Amendment, are thugs and racists. That's what they're going to say. I might be wrong, but we'll see come Tuesday. But even if they don't do it Tuesday, they'll do it at some stage. They have to dehumanise to make it easier for them, the government, to disarm the population. But as we know, that's a big thing to do with the United States, because the vast majority of gun owners in the United States are Republicans. And they're Trump supporters. the vast majority of military in the United States serving and ex-veterans are Trump supporters. And they believe in the Second Amendment. And they love the country. And they know they have the right to bear arms against government and tyranny. And in the United States, they will, because they're not shy in coming forward in wars, as we know. So who are the politicians going to use? National Guard? They'll be the same. They'll be the same odds, mostly Trump supporters. Are they going to use the police? So many police chiefs have said we're not going to enforce what the politicians want us to enforce. So how's all this going to pan out? The Democrats can't really win, can they? They cannot win. So they have to fake it. They have to fake something to make it look really bad. But anyway, I've been on here, 21 minutes. But New Zealand is a smaller version of Virginia, and we have not got a First and a Second Amendment. Our freedoms are being eroded. They're making any kind of criticism now of this government, of mass migration, and most certainly you cannot criticise Islam, because that is a hate crime, or is fast becoming a hate crime. They're working on this now, because this government is saying that criticism of Islam is what caused that attack on the mosque. It's a lie, an absolute lie. It's the lack of freedom to criticise Islam that causes the problem. And wherever they go, they demand, they make demands on government. On every government they come in, every nation they come to, they make demands on the government to stop the criticism of Islam. Because in Islam, the punishment to criticise Islam is death. And the government capitulate. They capitulate to them all the time. Why would you want to let them in if they make demands like this and destroy people's freedoms? It's insane. That's why these governments, they're either stupid, they're naive, or they're corrupt. Take your pick. But either way, they're disgusting. They're liars and they're deceivers. Jacinda will do anything to get that big job in the United Nations, I believe. She will do anything. She'll do what it takes. She's representative of the United Nations and what they want her to do, not to the people of New Zealand. She doesn't care. She doesn't give a toss what the people of New Zealand want. She will do what the United Nations tell her to do. That is what she's going to do. And it's the same with other corrupt troffers in the government as well. And these controlled opposition, like ACT, New Zealand First, even the National Party, controlled opposition. They'd probably be exactly the same as Labour, slightly less maybe. But they will go down the same road. They won't take a signature off the Global Compact for Migration. They'll keep it on there. And they will still have mass migration from the third world into New Zealand. And they know it will destroy New Zealand. But they will carry on nevertheless. Because they're corrupt. Has to be. Right, nearly 25 minutes. I think I've covered most bases, but just watch out for, I'll leave a link to that video below about the crisis actors. You can watch it yourself, make your own decision on that. But watch out on Tuesday, New Zealand time, what happens in Virginia. You just don't know. Could they say history repeats itself? It might go off again in Virginia. The Army of Virginia, I think that was the Confederates. led by General Lee against Ulysses S. Grant, I think it was. Yeah, that was in Virginia. How long ago was that? 150 odd years ago. But anyway, that's me. This is Cross the Rubicon, where you get the truth, the whole truth, nothing but the truth. I'm not going to lie. And not like these disgusting journalists we've got, and definitely these dirty, stinking politicians who are liars, born liars, and deceivers. See you later. Bye.